National film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
No.
I'm not touching your bonus hole.
No, you gotta touch anything.
All right. So anyway, I started the camera on time 2 weeks in a row, Slim.
You did. Good for you. I'm glad.
It's a victory.
It is. Let's just see if you don't freeze. That'll even be another victory.
2 weeks in a row, that would be a victory.
We didn't have very good luck on pre-show, though. So.
Well, and Facebook still did not share the live stream.
Really?
My page. They just won't do it. I don't know why. They hate me. They pay you for putting up other people's memes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even get my own shit to play on my own page.
No, sucks to be you. Would you like me to tell you how much I'm up to on my Facebook bonuses?
No, but you know what would really be bad? If I looked like Zuckerberg.
I'm only up to, I'm only up to $22. Hold on.
I just want my show to play. Hmm. I'd give them $22.65. Just make my life easier. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for September 5th.
2023.
Yes, this show is so popular. I'll tell you how popular this show is.
How popular is it?
This show is more popular than Oprah and The Rock combined. At least in Hawaii.
Oh.
If you don't know that story, look it the hell up. I'm not explaining.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I want to wish my son a happy birthday tomorrow and my goddaughter, Brent's daughter, McKenna.
The little one.
What are we calling her now? McNuggets?
Macadoodle.
Macadoodle.
McNuggets. What the fuck?
And you change your name every week. It's like Kenna, MK, McKenna.
McNuggets.
McNuggets works.
Holy Christ.
She loves McNuggets. Come on. Anyway.
I can't know.
Anyway,
more.
It's both their birthdays tomorrow. My son's a little older than your daughter, but hey.
Yeah, a little bit.
Happy birthday, chillin.
Jeez, McNuggets. Wait till I tell her in the morning you called her McNuggets.
She'll probably go, oh, I like that. Uncle Zippy called me McNuggets. She's adorable. Anyway, all the talk about last week's show being our funniest ever was appreciated, but you got to remember, we didn't do that many news stories last week. I just made last week funny because we had a hurricane. Okay.
Basically, we didn't know if it was going to go off, your power was going to go off, or
screw everything. If it's funny, I'm playing it. But I want to thank everybody for that. And for those of you who tuned in for the very first time last week, well, I'm sure tonight's going to be a disappointment to you. Oh, well, tough shit. Hey, nobody ever said great is easy. But as a follow-up to last week's Hurricane Idalia broadcast, I do have this. When you had the best governor of America running shit, even the United States Postal Service defers to his clever methods. This is a real clip. Mail delivery on St. Pete's Beach last Wednesday. Go ahead, Slim. There it is.
Water delivery.
Here it is. Even tidal surge won't delay the mail when Governor DeSantis is in charge. Just has the sharks do it. So that's pretty cool. And college football started for real. Yay. Way to go, the Colorado Dions. Love that. What?
Football sucks.
Oh, I don't care. Dion's a good guy. It was a great first week, unless you're LSU, Clemson, or TCU. Oopsie. I saw a meme that summed things up for most of us. These kids are holding up a sign at a game. It says, MILF, mothers, I'd like to... Oh, no, wait. No, they changed it.
Yeah.
Man, I love football. M-I-L-F. Yeah, man, I love football. There you go. See, these kids get it.
They do. Not really.
Of course, we older boys do like the other meaning equally or maybe more.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So that's fine, Slim. Thank you. Those children need to have a little talk with their fathers when they get home. But it was a good try, you know. And anyway, Thursday night starts for reals. We got the Chiefs and the Lions Thursday night. That's real football. It's on Peacock and NBC for those of you in Rio Linda who are wondering.
I don't know when the 49ers
are. Yeah. What's that sound in the background?
Nothing. Nothing's changed.
Somebody's bonus hole go crazy?
Oh, sorry.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
That one?
No, it's all right. It's calming down.
I don't know what it is.
It's fine. Now, we wanted to bring you this ad. We could have done this on last week's show, too. But this is an ad that we did on radio only a couple years ago. But Brett and I agreed that if Off the Hook Radio was an ad, this would be us.
Maybe if you just twist the whatever.
You fellas need a ride?
I gotta ask, man. What's it like living without the internet?
It's all right. I just get photos of your mom through the mail.
Oh. Snap into a Slim Jim!
That's one of our all-time favorites.
I never saw that before.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was. It's even better seeing the video. I mean, we played the audio and we cracked up. We thought it was hysterical, but the video makes it. So there you go. That's Off the Hook Radio personified right there in one end. Let's get pictures of your mom through the mail.
Except you ever eat a Slim Jim?
Yeah. It's like they eating, snap.
It's eating like a piece of oil.
They're awesome. I eat them like four of them a day. No, they're great.
No. Hardened piece of oil. It's disgusting.
I don't know. But I'd like to get pictures of his mom in the mail. I mean, shit. It's been so.
You got to eat a Slim Jim for that.
It's been so long for me. I forget why I eat pineapple every day.
I know now.
Yeah, you know now.
You know, but I mean, a guy can sleep around, right? Nobody says a damn thing if a guy fools around. But a woman makes 19 or 20 mistakes, suddenly she's a whore. I mean, come on. It's not fair. I'm sticking up for you, ladies. Sort of.
Well, you got three LOLs all in a row.
That's right.
And a smiley face.
Thank you. And since we're hopefully it was ladies, because then it won't be... Oh, well, okay. Two out of three are women?
Yeah.
All right. The chances of me being assassinated after the show are going down. All right. So since we're about to talk about a shit show.
Literally.
We're going to talk about DC and things. But I want you to see this particular shit show. This is from Nebraska. I call it Howdy Doody. Slim, you got the first picture?
I got the first picture.
Yeah, leave the first picture up for a minute.
Okay.
This is police in Norfolk, Nebraska responding to calls of a man driving with a cow in his car. They were just stunned to discover a local man with a huge Watusi bull riding shotgun in his vehicle. Or shit gun. We'll show you in a second. Officers saw about this. The animal was a Watusi bull, a breed of cattle famous in Africa for gigantic horns. I will not make any more jokes about gigantic horns in Africa. But the driver was identified as Lee Meyer of a nearby town. Police performed a traffic stop in his car, and he was told the Watusi bull's name was Howdy Doody. I mean, he's serious. They also wrote him some warnings, and there were some citable issues with the citation, but they chose to write him a warning and asked him and the animal to go back home and leave the city. Second picture, Slim.
Here we go.
Leave the city because you're making it shitty.
Oh, God.
That's... Can you imagine how much of that's in the back seat, too? I don't care how retrofitted he made that shit. That it is in the back seat.
Yes.
I like that's Howdy.
That's on the side.
He's saying Howdy on the front end and Doody on the back end.
In the back.
Howdy in the front, Doody in the back. Yeah, it's like a Watusi bull mullet. Yeah. No. Anyway, business in the front, party in the back. That's a mullet. Make America, make 1984 fiction again. All these things work. This is my campaign slogan.
Are you going to run? Started,
oh, I'm over 35 a little bit.
A little bit?
I can run.
You gonna? We'll get you set up.
We need me.
You. I'll vote for you. No, we don't. He just froze, so we don't need him at all.
I froze again?
Not you. Not you.
Oh. I froze.
Oh.
I froze. So Spectrum. And to put up with that kid out here for 2 hours. Oh, everything's fixed now, sir. Everything's fixed now.
No, it's not.
No, I'll be calling Frontier tomorrow. I finally got an ad in the mail from Frontier for all fiber optics, and they said they can call. If I call them up, they'll come wire my house. Well, I'm calling them tomorrow. Well, anyway, I referenced the shit show in Washington, D.C. With Howdy Doody there. That was the shit show in Nebraska. But in D.C., how many of you think that it's Obama's actually running the things in between his male sex fantasies, you know?
He's partly involved.
Adventures. Yeah, it's not. A lot of people think it's George Soros. Again, no. But he is a front man for the real boss. The real boss, in my opinion, and that of a few other people, is a gentleman named Larry Fink. Who the hell's Larry Fink, Zip? Never heard of him. Well, some of you have heard of him, and you're my people. You are 1%. Not the rich 1%. The never have been and never will be a sheep 1%. So I found a Democrat to explain to you who Larry Fink is. Please pay attention. This is RFK Jr. explaining the dirty secret.
Importantly, there's three giant corporations, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, which own collectively, they own each other, so it's really one giant corporation, but they also own 89% of the S&P 500. They own everything. They've now decided to buy every single family home in America. So if they stay on the current trajectory, they will own 60% of the homes in this country, single-family homes, by 2030. They literally are trying to buy everything. And the head of it, Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, is on the board of the World Economic Forum. And what they, you know, they've said, we want this great reset, which is you will own nothing and you will be happy. Well, they're on their way to making sure that we don't own anything. So you all probably have heard of people who are about to buy a home. And somebody comes in with at the last minute with a cash or offer and snatches off the out of the market.
Right.
And it's usually an LLC with an ambiguous name. But if you trace that up, you'll find it's owned by BlackRock.
Wow.
And I know four or five instances where that happened in Florida in the last couple of years. Two I know personally, and three the real estate lady next to me told me about. Or another two she told me about, one the real estate lady I used to get this place told me about another one. But and they're bought up by LLCs and nobody knows who the hell they are. RFK's got a point. Larry Fink is running the shit show.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I don't think I could listen to a State of the Union from RFK should he ever become president. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I know you don't like to listen to him, but he, you know, he's right about this, in my opinion. And since I get to write the show, I thought I'd put him in there.
Oh, no, he's just
one to get the point across and two to irritate you. It's like a bonus hole. It's like a bonus hole story.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
I just touched yours. RFK Jr., that gets Slim right in the bonus hole.
Jesus
Christ. Anyway. Oh, hey, if you didn't hear this week, the Pentagon has set up the UFO site as they were mandated by Congress to do. It isn't like they just suddenly decided to go, oh, let's set up this UFO site because there's so much public interest. Hmm. Bullshit. Congress told them they had to do it. So they finally got around to launching it last Thursday. The Department of Defense spokesman announced the website's unveiling and his briefing last Thursday. It'll serve as a one-stop shop for all publicly available information related to the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office and UAP. Why can't they just name it the UAP site? I mean, that would be so much easier. Government. They just got to make everything complicated. The All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. It leads the Pentagon's efforts regarding UAPs, and they run the website. It was created last year to investigate, understand, and resolve reported sightings. Now, experts are going to contribute to this, and government employees, service members, or contractors can report their alleged UAP sightings through the website, although that feature isn't currently available. And one for the general public isn't available at all.
Well, yeah, and even when it does become available, it doesn't mean that their stuff's going to get uploaded to the site for us to see. It's just going to be uploaded for them to decide if we can see it or not. So, sorry.
That is my conspiracy theory guru right over there. Okay? He's right. So, we got a couple of shots from the site. This first one kind of looks like a flying yacht. And I think it's the clearest picture on the whole site.
Yeah, but it looks like something my kid just drew tonight.
Yeah, it could be. But it fooled our government.
Well, no, it didn't fool our government. It just made them tell us about it.
Oh, they're fooling us. No, I don't think they would put one out there that's clear on purpose. Go show the second one. This is more like they want us to see.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is like the 1950s bullshit pictures that we used to get. It's just as blurry, but it's in color. You know, it's a nipple in the sky. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the
maybe it's just some woman with a blue shirt on a cold day. He took a close up and went, oh, unidentified flying object. Put it back up.
That would be
Rick, you're the expert. You've been in Hollywood. Does that look like a nipple in a blue shirt on a cold day?
That's a UFN. Unidentified flying nipple.
Flying nipple.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah, there you go. My phone takes better pictures of the moon. And that was going to be my next comment. You know, we can beam back photographs from, you know, other planets, but we don't have a clear picture of, you know, of a UFO, except for, I mean, like this. But again, where that could be anything. I'm telling you, it looks like something out of a video game or something my kid drew or
Yeah, it looks like a screenshot from a video game.
It's exactly what it looks like. I mean, how do you trust what they're just because they said they're going to give us all of this information about UFOs doesn't mean it's all true. It's all fabricated bullshit as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, but now that I figured out what it is, I do like the blue one.
Here, I'll show you the blue nipple again.
Oh.
We might get in trouble for saying nipple on this show.
Hey, look, it's been so long for me. I don't remember who ties up who. You know, I'm just confused.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
At this point, that sounds good, Joe.
Oh, God. He went there.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Yes, I went there. Bill Barr would have gone there. I will go there.
Big one for the team.
Well, now you see it that way. Maybe I'll take it back. I really don't want to take one for the team that bad.
Good.
No. Oh, anyway. So this UFO stuff, we got follow up on this UFO thing that Slim put together, and you did a good job with it, Slim. But you know, I really wish you hadn't involved me in it with the phone call.
Sorry.
Because it's embarrassing to me, and I did promise you that we would air it. So I'm not going back. We're going to air it. But Slim is our UFOs are real guy, and he put this together. And unfortunately, it's him calling me. And why that's unfortunate is about to become clear. Please, this is our alien follow up reel. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to call you and tell you, there's a race of alien women that are abducting people with big dicks, okay? Now, you're not in any danger, okay? But I just wanted to call you and tell you, this spaceship is fucking awesome.
Any response?
I got it. You see his response. Either he's not even frozen. He's not even frozen, and that's his response.
Shut up, beggar's dozen boy.
It was a fun trip. It's a fun trip.
The spaceship's not. You're not in any danger, Zip. They're only getting Watusi bowls.
Oh, see, look at all the LOLs I'm getting. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We should add that as Rick, because Rick's the one who's worth something.
This is true. Rick is definitely worth something.
35.
He's the only, he's got the only unvax Wigglies.
There you go. Let's
eat some pineapple. You can charge four.
Well, flavored and unflavored.
Yeah, but now see, they actually want to have children here.
Ah,
see, that's why they pay Rick. So the flavor doesn't really matter. It's not. No, gonna
this
be
is true. Tested. Yeah, that's this is true. Jesus Christ.
Sorry,
sorry, ladies.
Sorry, I had to explain that. Hide the children. So anyway, barring Larry Fink deciding that Trump can't run, you know. What's going to happen? I don't know. I mean, you got rumors out there on Politico, which is a left-wing site, that co-defendants are turning on Trump. And we know rhinos and Dems are pushing the 14th Amendment stuff. He can't run because he's indicted. No, that's total bullshit. The courts have already ruled. Stuff that. It's still out there. I mean, liberals keep sending it around. Oh, Trump can't run. 14th Amendment. I've got two constitutions right here beside me, like right there.
Why the fuck do you need two? We only wrote one.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, I've got two copies of it. One in case I lose one. But I've read the 14th Amendment. He can run. So shut up. All right. But they're trying to, you know, they want to keep him off the ballots. California's trying to keep him off the ballots. Like, we're going to win California anyway. And you saw Trumpy's, you know, obvious lack of enthusiasm on the Tucker thing on X last week. You know, all that stuff combines to erode support, supposedly. And while I think DeSantis would make a better president of the United States, Trump's tied 46-46 with Biden, even with all the shit they're lumping on this man. You know, and I don't deny that the retribution owed to these scumbags would be most enjoyable if it was Trumpy dishing it out. You know, I fear that isn't going to happen, but yeah, we can hope. But besides sticking it to the totalitarian cheaters, of whom there are many, what other great thing could happen if Trump did somehow win? Well, I decided to go to the GOAT to find out. Here he is.
What am I going to do if Trump gets reelected? Probably get a significant tax break.
Man, pay less for gas.
Yeah.
Chappelle is the GOAT. And believe me, if it was between Biden and Trump, Chappelle just probably wouldn't vote. I mean, you know, he's not going to vote for Trump, but he's okay when he's in there. He was just fine with Trump being president.
As we're all.
Anyway, I call these people cheaters, the totalitarian cheaters. And people say, oh, what evidence do you have, Mr. Zip? Well, on my page on Facebook, Zip Allen, I've got a clip from Arizona where a Democrat was cheated by another Democrat in the Arizona primary. It's like 20 minutes long. So we're not going to show it here. And asking Slim to cut up something that long, it's just mean. He's a big boy job time. But it's an ex Twitter clip, which means it's getting absolutely no play on Facebook whatsoever. As soon as they see the source, their codes go, nobody can see this. So you have to go to my page and look at it. But it's pretty good because the man calls it all out. One Democrat cheated him in the primary, and he's got all kinds of evidence, and he lays it out there. So if they cheat each other, why wouldn't they cheat against evil? Because if you don't buy their bullshit, you are indeed evil to them. Evil, evil, evil. All three of us. Evil. I keep pointing the wrong way because of the screen. Evil, evil, definitely evil. And I know who agrees with me. Almost Governor Carrie Lake.
Oh.
Ooh, sorry. She's not going to be vice president, so just shut up. But anyway, this week the simpleton in chief was harping on climate change. Not because he believes any of his own bullshit, but because the young skull's full of mush that he needs to turn out the vote, believe it. And many of his party's big donors who benefit financially from the hoax are happy to hear him do it. So based on the Hawaii disaster, he wants us to believe anyone that pushes back on climate change is bad, very bad. You can't deny it. Because if you deny it, they'll cancel you. You're getting fair warning. Listen to your warning, people. Obey.
Oh, you didn't say they canceled.
I don't think anybody can deny the impact of the climate crisis anymore. Just look around. Historic floods. I mean, historic floods. More intense droughts, extreme heat, significant wildfires have caused significant damage like we've never seen before, not only throughout the Hawaiian Islands in the United States, but in Canada and other parts of the world. We've never seen this much fire.
Never seen this much fire.
Yeah, the most fire that man's ever seen is when you try to put a tux pad in there. I'm going to put out the fire. Dr. Jill. Oh, Dr. Jill's got COVID.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when your worldview is based on hopelessness, which his is, the Democrats is. It's absolutely impossible to be happy. You know, one guy Biden can't cancel is Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis, he won't go to Ohio because of the train derailment. They'll blame on butt fudge and their terrible policies. But there's never too many bonus holes, ma'am. Never too many bonus holes. And people tell me what they like best about the show, and they kept mentioning bonus holes. So I told
them, can I touch your bonus hole? That
I told Slim that before the show, so we're going to get it all night tonight. So anyway, I'm sorry. But he can't cancel DeSantis. So after that clip you just saw Biden spouting off there was out, the governor was asked about it. And I would like to show you how a confident man who doesn't show up to do photo ops with the feeble in chief when he showed up down here. He won't go to Ohio, but he showed up down here. This is how a confidence guy answers the question about climate change.
Biden and corporate media have been blaming climate change for the natural disasters and the hurricanes. What do you think about that?
Well, I think if you look, there was a storm that went on this almost exact track in 1896. And it had 125 mile an hour winds, just like this one. If you look at the state of Florida, the most powerful storm hurricane we've ever had is actually the anniversary is now. It's the Labor Day hurricane of 1935. It had 185 mile an hour sustained winds, the most powerful hurricane that's ever been made landfall in the state of Florida, probably in the United States, but certainly in the state of Florida. That ripped up parts of the Florida Keys. It killed hundreds of people. There were people that got caught up in the storm. Their clothes got ripped off their bodies. The wind was so strong. So I think that the notion that somehow hurricanes are something new, that's just false. And we've got to stop politicizing the weather and stop politicizing natural disasters. We know from history there have been times where it's been very busy in Florida, late 40s, early 50s. You had a lot of hits of significant hurricanes. So I think sometimes people need to take a breath and get a little bit of perspective here. But the notion that somehow if we just adopt, you know, very left-wing policies at the federal level, that somehow we will not have hurricanes, that is a lie. And that is people trying to take what's happened with different types of storms and use that as a pretext to advance their agenda on the backs of people that are suffering. And that's wrong, and we're not going to do that in the state of Florida. Thank you.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
No, DeSantis won't let you touch it either. DeSantis didn't even show up for a handshake with your feeble old ass. Mm-hmm. Shut up. But, I mean, that is how a confident person answers the question. He knew what he was talking about. And I would note that right after he DeSantis said that, I mean, Biden had his little clip. They had another little clip in Florida where he did the you can't deny bullshit again. And then DeSantis answered it calmly, factually, called him out for being full of shit like they are. CNN put a breathless article out. I don't know how many of you saw this because I know a lot of our audience doesn't look at CNN for the news.
Neither is he because he just...
But I know. It's all right. This breathless article was in Apple News. That's why I saw it. It was on my phone. It talked about the 8 Gulf hurricanes in the last 7 years. It was out there to make DeSantis look bad. But what they don't mention is they called it 8 Gulf hurricanes. And they feared all their dumb skulls full of mush are going to think, oh, Florida, Florida. He means Florida. DeSantis was lying. No. 8 Gulf hurricanes. That's the entire Gulf. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. In fact, Florida has had 8 major hurricanes on both sides of the state in 18 years, since 2005. 8 in 18 years. I mean, that matters because the most active period in Florida hurricanes making landfall was from 41 to 52, which DeSantis referenced there. 14 major hurricanes hit the state in 12 years. 41 to 52. Were they bitching about climate change back then?
No.
No, they were bitching about Hitler and having to go to Korea. You know. And we like Ike. You know, what the hell? That's what was going on back then. But we don't want to let facts get in the way. We've got naive people to convince to vote against any Republican. So we're going to put this bullshit story out there. Don't believe the headlines. I know everybody just reads the friggin' headlines. So either read the whole articles or tune in here every week and we'll straighten you the hell out. So anyway, I think it's time for something uplifting. This is from Europe, and it doesn't matter where it's from. Good people are where you find them. And that adage, don't judge a book by its cover, it applies here too. Good people are where you find them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, that made me feel good. I like that. The next segment is of historical importance because mask mandates, untested vaccines, and voting irregularities are all in the works. And the media, which went along with the rogue FBI and suppressed Hunter's laptop.
Did you just say we're mask mandated? Hold on. I got my...
They're coming.
Okay, I'm ready. Did you just mask mandate us?
Did you turn liberal?
I don't know. You just said mask mandates.
Hmm. I said they're coming.
Oh, okay. I guess I can take it off.
You're in New York, so you're probably a lot closer to them hitting you than we are. Yeah, we're in Florida. True. We don't have to worry about this shit.
This is true. All right.
But voting irregularities, too. But the FBI lied about Hunter's laptop. They lied about Russia, and they lied all through the vid. And it wasn't just about drugs and efficacy. They lied about the danger to your kids. They thought riots to defund police were fine, but if you wanted to worship God outside with masks on, you're a public danger. There's a great clip of Josh Hawley interviewing a woman who's up for federal judgeship, who was the solicitor for Washington, D.C., who was all fine with the mayor out there marching along with the Black Lives Matter protests and fires and tearing down statues and all that bullshit. But boy, if you want to have 10 people in a church,
you couldn't do that. You
can't do that. That's evil. Hmm. Josh Hawley tore a new one. He was good. I like him. He'd be good in about 8 or 12 years. Also, if you had a dying parent or a grandparent, you couldn't go see him. Had to look at him through the glass. My grandma. My. That's not how human beings are. It's bullshit. What's them?
Or FaceTime them. Yeah, you could FaceTime them. They, you know.
It's so, that's so personal.
I know.
Well, but they were allowed to suffer and die alone or on FaceTime. He's right. I gotta give it to him. And when someone defends America, defended America's ideals, and they defended our Constitution, that person's evil. Sometimes that person who's defending the Constitution and our ideals is called a mass murderer.
Cuomo.
Cuomo was a mass murderer. We're talking about
called
one. And if you disagreed, they took you down. And this, I want you to remember this. It doesn't have nothing to do with what's going on right now, but it's going to come up soon, and I'm being prescient. Remember this. Slim, please put that up for me. Facebook declared Kyle Rittenhouse actions mass murder.
Huh.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
This is 3 years ago this week. Facebook's officially designated the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who allegedly killed two people. Well, he fucking killed him. And wounded another in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after being mobbed and attacked by rioters, which also happened. A mass murderer, despite the fact that this hasn't been proven in court. Facebook confirmed it would remove any posts positive to Kyle Rittenhouse. Okay, this is how they are manipulating us, your mind, the mindset, your news. These people are evil. This son of a bitch smiling in this picture gave $400 million for them to turn out the vote in Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Atlanta. Wonder where all that money went to. I bet a lot of it was spent at printers. So take him. I can't get that.
Goofy. All right.
And obviously, I'm much better. Put him back up.
Oh, my God. You just told me.
Look at him. Look at me. That's why this fucker hates me.
Yeah, well, let's check pocketbooks.
I don't care. Do you see his wife?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a fucking nerd, too, so.
I know she should be paying Rick for his.
You should charge double.
I don't know what she looks like.
Just add a fucking zero. She can afford it.
Might have to charge a double.
Just give it to her in a cup. You don't have to do nothing. Let her use a turkey baster method. you wouldn't want to do that one without a bag. She's not an attractive woman. Anyway, Yes, I didn't want you to forget that, okay? Because those son of bitches are manipulating everything, and they're trying to do it again. But I will tell you right now, just the next election is going to be about parental rights to a great degree. But if they are dumb enough to let the CDC come out with a mask mandate and a recommendation that everybody get a new jab, Trump ain't going to be tied with them no more.
Okay? Probably not.
You know, even though he was behind all this shit, I don't blame him for this. I know a lot of Republicans who refer to DeSantis or one of the other people blame Trump because he was ineffective over COVID. I don't blame him for that. He was new to D.C. Doctors, these are the people with all the degrees behind their name. He'd been there forever, and he believed them.
Wait. But guess but here's something you...
He's still defending himself on it, though. He shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but here's something you probably didn't read today. It came out on Fox News late this afternoon. Maybe you saw it. The next vaccine is actually being generated by artificial intelligence, and they've just sent it to the first set of clinical trials, and they're stating that it is effective against all variants of COVID. Now, I didn't want to take a shot that was manufactured by a person. Why the fuck would I want to take a shot that was manufactured by artificial intelligence? I mean, if this was just on some weird news site, I never would have brought it up. But this was actually on Fox News, and I read the article, and they are testing an AI-generated vaccine.
When people start dropping dead from the news stuff, I'll talk to you about it. But right now, but if you want to do mask mandates and all that kind of bullshit, go ahead. Please do it. Please do it. I mean, the scariest words you're going to hear again soon, and I promise you will hear them, for the greater good. Those are four evil, evil words. When you hear that, think of who's good that benefits. Very rarely is that going to be you.
No. Not us.
Oh, now I want to show you guys a sheep. And this particular sheep is one many on the right tolerate. He's on a very popular show. He's not one of those crazy left-wing wackos on most things. Many even like this guy. But he was, and shall remain, a Ford sheep. Go ahead, Slim.
Message from is get the shot if you want. I
if
will.
If you want it,
don't,
go ahead.
Don't get it.
Where you going to get another one?
I just said I'm not going to ask anybody if they're getting their shot.
I won't wear a mask, but I'm going to get the shot.
You are? What number shot is this for you?
I've had it every so I'm due one in October. I had one in April.
How many? What's the total?
Bob, this will be my seventh.
Seventh shot.
And I've had COVID three times. Coming up.
What a moron. And I like him too.
Seven shots. How many times you have COVID, Harold?
Freedom.
How many times have you had COVID if you hadn't taken seven shots?
Keep taking them shots, motherfucker.
You're not planning on having any more children with your wife, are you? Even if he was. Oh, Harold the sheep. Bah! And the mask mandates are rolling out in some places. We talked about that, a couple colleges and some stuff. And this next thing, I caught this, it was posted to Twitter, and I got it to Slim before it was taken down, because this stuff's going to happen again. This happened before. This is going to happen again. And we try to give you good advice here on the show. So this is advice for the bully sheep. Rick, pay attention to this, because you're a lion, and this could happen to you from the sheep.
Uh-oh.
It's the bully sheep.
All right.
But before you let your politics or your love of freedom dictate actions that are outside the boundaries of civil society, at least learn to fight so you don't end up ridiculed like we're about to do to these assholes on a popular broadcast. Go ahead.
You in the back?
Get out.
You talk to me with that back?
Get out.
Fuck you and get out.
These are the employees at Ace Hardware in fucking Seattle. What a fucking punk bitch. Look at this shit. What the fuck, man? Real guys here, huh?
Stop!
You better get the fuck off him.
I am!
Look at these fucking pieces of shit. I got the whole fucking thing on video, bitch.
Suck your fucking bitch.
pussy. You came out with a pack.
I got the whole fucking thing on video, bitch.
It was a pretty sad fight.
I mean, come on, I'm an old man. I'm pretty sure I could take all three of those assholes in about 20 seconds. I mean, that's embarrassing, boys. That's really embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. Don't do it again. But that's Seattle. I mean, you're going to run into liberals. You've got the mask on. You try and come in without a mask. Well, remember we showed the liberal guy assaulting the big husky guy who was bitching about Pfizer at the meeting, and he was talking about Pfizer and how they had the big fine for lying to people about their medicine and all that kind of shit. And that liberal got all mad at him and tried to attack the big strong guy, and the big strong guy just went threw his little ass in the corner somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, that shit's gonna happen again.
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand. We're so, like me as I'm not a small business owner, but I work for a small business owner. All right, what am I supposed to do? Should our governor mask mandate again and tell us that people have to wear a mask inside of our building? What am I supposed to do? I have to, or we're going to face fines. I mean, we had mask police here that literally drove around to make sure people were following the mask mandates last time. What am I supposed to do? I have to follow the governor's rules. I can't just say, well, fuck you, Governor Hochul. I'm not going to follow your rules. And we can't do that.
I have a solution for you, and you almost hit on it.
Okay.
Show her your alien clip. Okay. And ask her to visit the spaceship with you. And I think after that, Slim, you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Tell her about your discount.
I this is going to be a humongous problem.
You can offer a little Italian stallion for dessert.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I thought I'd give her a discount.
I mean, look at Kathy Hochul. Look at her face. I mean, if there's a woman who needs, it's her. Come on.
What does she
mean? That woman looks like she hasn't been laid in 20 years.
Oh, she probably has it.
Well, I got it. Wait, I can't do it. I got to keep my eyebrows way up there. Anyway.
Oh, Lord.
So, When you're told the left is just looking out for us, we hear that all the time. We're just looking out for you. The masks are for your own good. Well, they tell us that on everything, though, right? I want you to think of Chicago. Now, obviously, you could think of anywhere in California, too. But let's go with Chicago for now, since I have a clip and a meme. Okay? Here's Chicago, my meme. When your car breaks down in Chicago, you got to wait for AAA. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. You've seen the school bus coming out of Chicago meme, you know, with the bullet holes in it.
Mm-hmm. But it's people drive through Chicago or live around Chicago are going
pretty much, you
know, when they see that one. I know it's a meme, but the left wing voters in Chi-Town are conditioned to vote the same way every time and expect different results. You know, they get rid of Beetlejuice, and who do they hire as the new mayor? A guy who makes her look like she's a moderate. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you think anybody could make Beetlejuice, Governor Beetlejuice, look like a moderate?
No, she was horrible.
But they found one. Oh, we had a law and order Democrat running too. Oh, we can't elect him. No, no, no. Gangs will be upset with us. Yeah, okay. So it's a definition of stupidity to do the same thing time after time, expect different results. But everybody in Chicago is not buying the bullshit anymore. I've got a clip here. These are inner city Chicago residents who have never voted for a Republican in their entire lives. I'll bet you money. And suddenly they're sounding very MAGA over immigration. This is great.
I don't want them there. Take them someplace else or send them back. I don't care where they go. This is wrong. You got 73% of the people homeless in this city are black people. What have you done for them?
There were lots of fireworks over the migrants moving into the Lakeshore Hotel for 6 months, where 300 can be housed. Also, the city says it's a fluid situation, and it will need to revisit that timeline.
You know, being right so often, Slim, we should be worn out by now.
Yeah, I agree.
Rick, are you getting tired? You only been with us 2 years. You got to be getting tired by now.
Yeah.
It's a bitch being right so much.
Right. Well, there you go. Point made.
But we do plan ahead. And we do have some inspiration for the holidays that are coming up. Knowing that we were right on these conspiracy theories over the last 3 years, this is going to be us at all future holiday family gatherings.
I'm gonna practice that tonight.
He starts out with the ballet, and then he gets into the hip hop.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, I don't have all the dance moves down yet, but Rick's got it, and he promised.
I ain't doing it like that.
I thought you promised you'd help me.
I'm not doing the ballet.
Oh, this would be great to see.
I was a punk rocker back, and I'll slam dance.
Yeah, you slam dance your liberal slam dance your liberal cousin
right off the walls.
You're wrong about Biden. Bam.
Bang.
I'll mosh pit your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, that's how we're going to roll at the holidays. Me and Slim are doing that shit. We don't care.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, this last bit here, this isn't funny at all. I'm sorry.
Funny how?
It's not funny. It's not Joe Pesci funny. This just ain't funny. And I hope it isn't even correct. But I think you guys need to hear this. Not many people have. But this is Tucker Carlson being interviewed by Adam Carolla, two guys I like a lot and I have signed books from. I like that. But what Tucker says is unfortunately, it's logical. Based on everything you've seen, stuff we've talked about here tonight, everything you know that they have already done. Anyway, this is nearly 2 minutes long, but here goes. Please pay attention.
What do you think the future holds? Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, are they going to let Trump be president?
No, of course. I mean, look, if you know, they protested him, they called him names. He won anyway. They impeached him twice on ridiculous pretenses. They fabricated a lot about what happened on January 6th in order to impeach him again. It didn't work. He came back, then they indicted him. It didn't work. He became more popular. Then they indicted him three more times, and every single time his popularity rose. So if you begin with criticism, then you go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you go to indictment, and none of them work, what's next? I mean, graph it out, man. We're speeding toward assassination, obviously, and no one will say that, but I don't know how you can reach that conclusion. You know what I mean? Like, they have decided, permanent Washington, both parties have decided that there's something about Trump that's so threatening to them, they just can't have him. I mean, they're putting him on trial in March of next year in the J6 case, which basically consists of trying to send him to prison for the rest of his life for complaining about the last election. That's literally what it is. Again, if this were happening in Moldova, the State Department would issue an all-hands-on-deck order to let the world know this is not a legitimate government. And yet our government is doing it. It's like it's hard to overstate how bad this is. And I don't know where it's going, but there's a collision that's clearly imminent. And by the way, the president is senile in a way that's impossible to deny. Biden's not running the government, you know, so like, I don't know. I've never been this worried about anything as I am about where this is going.
Larry Fink's running the government. Tucker, you probably know that. Oh, hey, Tucker's got nads.
He does, and he'll eventually tell us more. I think he's going to tell us as much as he possibly can, and it's slowly starting to come out each and every one of his new little posts. He's got an interview coming up. I don't know if you saw it today or not on Twitter, but he's got an interview he's going to release with a guy who did coke and had sex with Barack Obama. So
yeah, I've seen that guy before, though.
Yeah, but I mean,
If it was anybody else interviewing him, I wouldn't believe a word. But being that it's Tucker, that's the one interviewing him.
Well, look, I don't know why that's a big shock. That Obama admitted it in his book. All you have to do is go to his own writing. He admitted it. That's how he earned money for drugs in high school. I'm sorry. It's true. He knows it. We know it. It was in his damn book. But was it? You can't say that. It was in his book. He said it. I'm not telling you anything. So anyway, good for you. Slim, how about some memes? We like memes.
Yeah, here's a show meme.
Oh, yeah. This is for my friends in California. I just saved $26,000 on a new battery for my car because it runs on gas, bitches.
God damn right. Here's mine tonight. These are the farting cows that are destroying the planet.
There's a lot of gas right there.
Most definitely. These are the most.
There's so much gas right there that they could run a wind farm to generate electricity for the plug-in cars.
Probably. Jesus Christ.
Our government is actually ruining car companies with this electrical vehicle shit. Nobody wants them.
Our government's ruining everything, not just car companies.
You know, I told you at the beginning of the show, football starts for real this week.
Yeah.
Guess what one of the main commercial subjects is going to be on Thursday Night Football and again on Sunday?
Electric cars.
Bidenomics.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Electric cars and Bidenomics. Yeah, Joe Sixpack is going to sit at home going, hope he's just going to drink more so he has to take more pee breaks because he missed that crap. What's Rick got?
Rick's got two tonight. He's got two tonight.
Yeah, so. I got two. Well, I'm the reptile guy. So those who don't know how to tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile, the alligator is right next to the crocodile over there. But since I'm the real reptile guy, here's the real way to tell them. You take both of them and you just send them away. One will come back later and one will come back in a while.
Oh, boy.
All right. Now, if you thought that was a big boy. All right. You want the real joke? The real joke is my next meme.
All right. Here we go.
There you go. I'm not saying it's just stupid, but if you get every penny for a thoughts, you'll get changed back.
We should have had that last week when I had my shirt on.
Yeah,
stupidity kills, just not fast enough. She was my main feature of that shirt.
She was.
Oh God.
Right. Here's yours.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we talked about the Biden telling the fire story, and I went over really good in Hawaii. Almost lost my Cadillac and my wife and my cat. Well, apparently there's two sides to every story because that's not the way the cat tells it. Cat, he was getting sniffed in the Corvette.
Oh boy,
sick bastards.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pedo, but what's the other one?
Senile.
He's a bestiality guy too.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he won't last long in prison.
No.
All right. So anyway, we're gonna do a double close tonight.
Ooh.
A double close. First.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
No.
No. The first one's going to be my sweetest thing.
Okay.
And yes, it's a happy dog. And I love this one because, well, you'll see it. This is an apartment dog. And he's suddenly very happy. You'll see why. The second one is a music video from these guys. Here's my autographed album.
Oh.
It's called Hurry Up and Wait, Adam and the Metal Hawks, AMH. Okay. You can get yours now. You can download this on iTunes or. You can go Adam and the Metal Hawks and all their websites and stuff. You can order a signed copy.
Oh.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Like that. Adam is the guy who sings my opening song that I wrote. He's the only guy I know with a voice good enough to try and do AC/DC. This is a song off their new album, Adam and the Metal Hawks. It's Adam and the Metal Hawks. The other three guys are hellacious musicians. They really are. So we're going to have that. That song is called Backwards from Hurry Up and Wait. So here is our first double close ever.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
That's not the first time for that.
No. All right. Here we go.
He's one happy dog. One happy dog.
Love happy dogs.
All right, here we go. We're going to turn it over for your Adam and the Metal Hawks. Good night.
And good night.